You're listening to BI Radio, brought to you by Cognos, the next level of performance. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.
Hi there, and welcome to BI Radio. I'm Ken Seelig. On the show today, Gene Nichols is a senior financial analyst at Best Buy. And in a web seminar on February 13th, she gave us some insight on the way its finance team works. Our microphones were there to capture the highlights. Let's listen in.
My topic today will be about enabling performance management at Best Buy, and specifically I'm going to give you a clear example of how we've been able to do that within our organization for one of our teams. To give you a little background on Best Buy, we are number one consumer electronics retailer in the world. I'd imagine that most of you have heard of our organization, so I don't need to tell you more about who we are, but what I want to tell you is that what we need to do going forward. As an organization, if we want to maintain our status and be able to really impact our customers, we have to understand and allow for understanding from our employees of who the customer base is that we're reaching forward towards. So with that, our company has set out to do an initiative to enable performance management within Best Buy. By allowing us to do that, we have a few core philosophies that we want to try to entail. We want to invite our employees to be able to contribute their unique ideas and experiences in the service of the customers. What does that mean? It means as each individual employee, either in the retail environment or within our corporate structure, has an idea or a concept, or they understand a customer or a customer philosophy, we want to be able to project that out into our environment. And how can we do that? In order to be able to do that or have that type of environment, we really need to focus on simplifying our processes, allowing to have speed of information, speed of planning, and be able to take all that information, develop insights, and push that out to the employees, who in essence are going to work with our customers and get feedback from our customers. From that feedback, we need to be able to take that information, apply it to our overall strategy of the organization, and create the circle or the wheel once again. Approximately 5 years ago, we set out on this venture to do some planning from an SG&A perspective. And we use a combination of contributor and analyst models to really get that driver-based planning methodology out into our organization. In order to be able to do that, we have embarked upon utilizing Cognos planning as a solution for our environment. The first year really was just kind of our inception. We worked with some capital models as well as some SG&A models. And from that first year, we had a lot of learnings of what our finance customer base would look like, and we started to develop a process. To do that, as I mentioned, we have a combination of analyst tools and contributor tools. Some of our contributor applications reach all the way out to our territory planning groups, which are a higher level from our retail stores. And our retail stores actually have visibility to their plans as well, and we are working towards understanding which metrics are really controllable by the stores that they can make actions on, and then allowing them to do planning from there. From a business perspective, the results that we're really looking to drive are condensed planning cycles. We want to make sure that we have store managers or even the right corporate business operations people involved in the planning process. They own the experience with the customer. They own the advertising that we push out to the stores or to the environment to impact the consumers. So they understand their business from an operational standpoint. Finance is a team that we use to support and really build on as a business activist relationship with those business operations and with our retail environment. So we want to be able to provide them with the right tools to be able to bridge the gap between their business and the business of finance, so that we can help them understand and identify their trends and their metrics, and we can translate their operational information into financial information. And in essence, we're teaching them about finance and learning about their business. The other side of our environment is still in an analyst world, and we have various areas in our organization that are utilizing that tool. We have a model for some of our services organizations, so for our Geek Squad business units. And we also have something in our consumer hub area. Within our consumer hub area, we have our media and our advertising teams, and we also have our call center teams. The environment that we were in before previously with the call center is that we would plan out different programs, and within our call centers, we have two components. We have an internal call center, and we have an external call center. Our external call centers deal with all the phone calls from I'm out on a .com website, and I'm having an issue with a with making a sale, or I have more questions about a product. So I'm going to call the 800 number, 888 number on your website, and I'm going to talk to a live agent, and they're going to either help me understand the product information, help me determine how I actually do a purchase online, or they're going to take a sale on that phone call. Or, for example, with our Geek Squad business, you might want to call in and schedule a service to be performed in your home. You need to call a call center. So our call centers handle a large number of volume from a call perspective, but they also do it on a very different program level basis. So there could be a .com program. There could be a Geek Squad program. And really understanding what that is. So walking into this space, we really identified a huge gap in how they plan versus finance, having an, a bunch of Excel spreadsheets that we would take feeds from the actual business owners, key into these spreadsheets, and then on a month-end basis have a three-week close process, because it would take us at least 1 week to get the data into the Excel spreadsheets, another week to try to verify that the process and all the information was correct, and then another week to actually build and produce some reports. So walking into this environment, I immediately saw that we could have some simplification by utilizing a new tool, and that was the analyst tool. So after meeting with and working with my business partners in the call center team, we identified what the common metrics were that they did their business at. So how do I look at a call center business? They're going to look at it from a perspective of volume. How many phone calls am I going to take? How long are those phone calls going to be? How long are our agents going to be in a conversation with our customers? Is it 2 minutes? Is it 3 minutes? What does the average look like for a particular program? Do they want to be contacted by email? Are they going to be contacted on the phone? Do I need to call that customer back? Those are the drivers of a call center business. They don't understand it in terms of account line item 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They understand it in terms of, I need to be able to handle this number of calls. I need to be able to staff at this level for my labor, and I need to know that I'm going to be on the phone for this amount of time so that I can understand what my phone expenses are going to be as well as my agent expenses. So working with that team, we decided to build a model within the analyst tool that would take all their information, allow them to plan at the detail that they plan at, transition that into the account level P&L information. And during that process, we got to teach our business partners a little bit about the finance world so that when they're looking at a P&L, they understand what costs are within the metrics that they drive or they deal with on a daily basis will hit or impact the P&L. To give you a view of kind of where we were in some next steps, really we were at that stage of Excel nightmare. And once we got our business team out of that, we were actually able to transition even our internal call center into understanding the impact or the power of having a great planning tool. And in today's world, so our phase two process, we're actually working with our internal call center to develop a weekly forecasting labor model that will take that information from their labor metrics and feed directly into the financial metrics that we've already developed for them, which will roll up into our monthly and quarterly forecasts and push that out to our business or our operations people and become, from a finance team, more of an activist.
See how, share how, learn how. All at Cognos Forum, our annual customer conference. See how to expand your Cognos solutions, share success stories with other Cognos customers, and learn to maximize your Cognos investment. Plus, hear from Steve Farber on how to become an extreme leader. Cognos Forum comes early this year from May 14th to 17th in Orlando, Florida. Early bird registration till March 23rd. Save $500 off the regular price. For more information, visit cognos.com/cognosforum.
Taking you to the next level of performance. This is Radio Cognos. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.